Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Behind-the-scenes footage, official contest rules, and everything you need to know about the Cleveland Browns and the local sports scene. 92.3TheFan.com.
The station you trusted during the Browns season is the same station you trust during the Browns offseason. This is the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan.
Whether you're going to work, at work, on a sales call, or just need a break during the day, use the Odyssey app to browse through our chapters to see what you've missed. It's also the easiest way to listen live to the most local sports talk lineup in all of Ohio. Download the Odyssey app now.
Well done, Daryl. Finally, somebody in terms of the callers getting everybody fired up. Like just last segment, was it Josh and Berea?
It's Josh.
Getting them fired up. We'll get back to the Cavs coming up in 15 minutes.
It certainly wasn't my I hate Boston fans rant.
It was good. I saw.
And it certainly wasn't my it's really hard to build NBA teams rant.
But you know what?
It took Josh to get us over the hump.
You're still around and you're seeing Kevin Durant has been eliminated. Kawhi and Paul George eliminated. Steph Curry, Klay, Draymond eliminated. LeBron James, Anthony Davis eliminated. I mean, the list goes on.
My favorite sports television show likes to say,
Coach,
they've all gone fishing.
Still doing it, right?
Yeah, yes, they
are.
Is
it like 3D, like hologram now?
They have a yacht.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They have a 3D yacht.
And you know what?
That they do it from. It's amazing.
We're not fishing yet.
Nope.
The Cavaliers are still alive.
We're not fishing yet.
We're not fishing yet. Still alive. We'll see what happens. Can they keep it close? Can they steal one in Boston? That's what their goal has to be, because they might not have Jared Allen and Donovan Mitchell limping all over the place. We'll see what we have. We'll get back to that coming up in 15 minutes. But first, Daryl, I gave a homework assignment to everybody on the show. It was on Friday.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah, I know. I felt like my wife is an ex-teacher, and I told her about it, and she said, you gave a homework assignment on Friday for a big weekend? She goes, no one's going to do it. And so let me ask.
How long have we known each other?
Daryl? Oh, we... Back to the Youngstown days.
You used to call me
when
I was hosting.
So I should have known better.
You used to be a caller on my weekend show.
All right, I have...
You probably should have known better than to give me homework. I was never much of a student, and I'm scrambling now to complete the homework assignment.
All right, this was at 3:13 p.m., homework assignment for Monday. Three interesting predictions or thoughts about how the schedule could be aligned. Don't share them here.
Which, that was mistake number two.
Daryl, did you do the homework assignment?
I did not, but now that you refresh my memory as far as needing to complete said assignment, I do have some thoughts.
Okay, hold on. Owen, did you do the homework assignment?
Which team are we talking about?
Mitch, did you do the homework assignment? My God.
I got it right here.
When did you do it?
Of course, Mitch did it.
When did you do it?
The thoughts came in on Friday. They were written down on Monday.
Let me see your work there.
You know what? We're going to start out with Mitch then.
You
You already have a gig. You don't need to be kissing up.
Wow. All right, Mitch, we're going to start with you.
Well,
what do you
as
have?
I get to know
because
Mitch,
the schedule, we don't know. By the way, it's not confirmed yet.
Clearly had nothing to do on a Friday.
I do not believe. Well, we don't know how those dates went in Lakewood over the weekend. So we don't know officially yet if the schedule is going to be released Thursday. It is anticipated.
No, they like to do that thing where they'll leak a game or two. It'll be on Good Morning America for whatever the big kickoff game is, and then they'll tell you, we don't know. And
yeah,
then
they go around their TV partners, so they'll do like all the TV morning shows, so the CBS, the ABC, the Fox, all those shows.
News
will
Nation.
They will get a
Garrett Bush's
game
favorite network. Yes, I see him on there from time to time as a contributor. So we'll start it out. Let's just, if it goes like past years, that is when they do it, is this week and on Thursday. We know that the Cavs this year have the AFC West, right, Daryl? And
yes.
Does that mean also that they have the NFC, help me out here, the NFC East. So, go ahead. Mitch, give me your three.
Well, speaking of the NFC East, my first one is that the game that we have coming up against the Cowboys will be a home matchup. I believe the first one that would be between the Cowboys and the Browns in Cleveland since 2008. I don't have the reference in front of me, but the second one I have here.
You didn't check the media guide?
Did not check the media
guide. It's not all the way back in 2008, was it?
Maybe 2013. It was
that's
at least
what I thought.
5-10 years ago.
I thought it was like 2013, but go ahead.
Who knows?
Second one I have, the season finale this season against an AFC division rival, or North division rival, will be against Pittsburgh. Don't know if it's going to be a home or a road matchup, but speaking of the division, my number one anticipation, the primetime game that we get for the AFC North matchup will be against the Ravens.
Really went on a limb on all three.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Three of those.
But Daryl, I didn't ask anybody to go on a limb. I said, well, most interesting. At least he did the homework assignment. Now you're criticizing the way that he did the homework assignment.
Well, do the homework assignments get graded or not? Let's get your wife on the phone and ask her.
I'm ready then, because if we're going out on a limb here for the home opener, the primetime game, and the game I'm looking forward to, I pick one game. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. They are opening up the season Thursday night in Cleveland for some reason.
For some
reason,
yeah. Why. Yeah, typically you win
mainly
the Super Bowl.
Because Goodell asked, he said, Owen, what do you want?
And Taylor Swift says, you know what? I haven't
like
really seen Cleveland.
I've heard Cleveland.
I passed
September
up Cleveland
amazing.
The last 10 times. I'm hearing about a dome in 2029. Right. I don't know if I'll be doing the Eras
survey,
tour.
Maybe.
That's right.
So what you're saying is the Chiefs are going to raise their banner at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Which would be weird, but it's Travis Kelce.
It's going to be a
that's
little
right.
awkward.
He's a hometown boy.
Yeah.
It's you know what? The Chiefs winning those Super Bowls and Travis Kelce winning them is good enough, as good as the Browns winning them.
All right.
It's the closest the Browns have gotten to winning a Super Bowl, Travis Kelce winning rings.
I'll tell you, I had one. Well, watch it, Daryl. I had one that probably is not on most of your radars, although if Ken was in today, it would definitely be
definitely
on his.
Be on his.
And that would be the Miami Dolphins. You can check out some past pictures on the internet
you know,
of Ken Carmen.
Yeah.
But either way, the Dolphins. The reason the Dolphins game, to me, matters. They're playing in Cleveland. What do we know about the Dolphins who won
now,
11 games last year?
Is this a September game or a December game?
So that's that, to me, is a huge story. Because on paper, they are as good as you, right? 11 wins last year.
You want to play the Dolphins in December.
You want them home in December.
Yes.
You don't want them at home in September.
Correct. You want that team that showed up in Kansas City in January. They
yes.
couldn't do anything.
I know that I hate these fan tropes where we simplify things to something as easy as when you play the Dolphins, but with the Dolphins, look at their record
so
when it's warm out versus when it's cold.
Maybe that's how you build the dome, but we keep Cleveland Brown Stadium, and then anytime the Dolphins travel up here, you play that game
outside.
You know,
you stole the thought. I think Lima here is campaigning against the dome.
Wow.
That's what
while
it is.
While he has the president of the Build the Damn Dome Coalition mm-hmm. sitting across from him.
Right, my, Joe, how things have changed.
Quickly, give me your three tidbits from the schedule.
Guaranteed. AFC North opponent, week one, at home to kick off the season. Because they're not home for week two. They've got the concert. Can't play at home week two.
Who do you think it might be?
I'm going to say Steelers. I'll say Steelers.
Wow, an opener against the Steelers.
The NFL likes Brown Steelers to open seasons, and those never tend to go well. So I'm going to say
Well, they won't do it on a close because I don't think there's a way that Stefanski gets fired this year. And they do like
right.
to set it up for Brown Steelers
right.
at the end.
So I think Brown Steelers will open the season. They'll be on the road in week two. Jaguars, Browns in London. Mm-hmm. I think the Browns missed out
that's
on the Brazil
one, yeah.
trip. Okay. So the Browns will have to go across the pond there. And then the game that I'm looking forward most to being since you took the Chiefs, I know there was a Cowboys mention, and it really irks me that I have to agree with, the homework boy over here,
right?
Because he had nothing
teacher's
else better
pet,
to do
Mitch
on it.
Spinell.
Yeah, the teacher's pet.
Game.
I am looking forward to another Browns Cowboys game.
Yes. Well, and the other thing is, I actually was rooting for the Cowboys game to be the opener because I think it's the one game that would have been harder for Cowboy fans to take over because the home opener, Browns fans are there no matter what. It doesn't matter what the record is. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Those tickets are purchased. It's a annual tradition. But any other time in the calendar, Cowboy fans are taking over your stadium.
Look, I wish the Cowboys were in the AFC because that is a playoff matchup I'm dying for the Browns to have because that's a guaranteed wild card win for the Browns.
Micah Parsons arguing with random Cleveland Browns about sports topics. It could be, although he likes Miles
wow.
Garrett.
Doing the podcast in the middle of the game.
In the game at halftime.
First. Be a first.
Subscribe right. to my podcast.
All right, there it is. That
want
is
me to answer I won't your talk questions. To you.
That is your Browns schedule game precursor. We handled it for you on Monday.
Love a precursor.
We still don't know officially if it comes out on Thursday, but we will stay tuned. Comprehensive team coverage about the schedule throughout the week and maybe a stray schedule game later in the week. Maybe Ken might help us out on location. We'll see what happens.
Maybe we play the schedule game when I visit you with you on Friday.
Would be nice. Would be nice,
after
Daryl.
The big reveal.
We would enjoy it. All right. When we come back. Hey, the Cavaliers are moving on. Did they save JB and Kobe's job for more than just a couple of weeks? Stay tuned. We'll get to that. Plus, I promise, if the lawyers allow it, we'll get to the clips. Apparently, they had to mull it over. They're still going over. The Tom Brady roast. I heard there's some gold with that presentation last night on Netflix. That's all straight ahead. Final hour of the show here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.